Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitangscha Chintamani Charana Bhushana Mangana Nam Sringara Pushpa Tarava Tarava Suranam Vrindavane Brajadanam Nanukama Denu Vrindani Cheti Sukasindhu Raho Vibhuti Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hemava Divyachchavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So today is the celebration known as Hara Panchami or Lakshmi Vijay Utsav. Lakshmi, victory over the Lord. A few days back, celebrated the Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra. culminating in Jagannath Subhadra Balabhadra reaching Gundicha, which means Vrindavan, it's representative of Vrindavan. So that Dwaraka Krishna and the company of his brother and sister, under the cover of company of his brother and sister, returns to Vrindavan. And remains there for some time. Every day, Mahaprabhu and his associates, they're Gaisan Nam Sankirtan, their Prem Sankirtan, chanting and dancing throughout the day, visiting the various gardens that are representative of the gardens and forests in Vrindavan. And then the Panchami comes. And on this day, some time has passed, and expressed as Lakshmi, she has become suspicious of this journey. Right? Why is Krishna with his brother and sister going to Vrindavan, which is such a, is a rural setting? It's very simple, and Dwaraka is so opulent. It's a little suspicious. As we told from Sanatana Goswami Prabhu and Brihad Bhagavatamritam, the Dwaraka queens from time to time discuss odd behavior or expressions coming from Krishna about his hometown, the Braja Gopis, his girlfriends from his teenage days, and particularly the leader of the Braja Gopis, Srimati Radharani. So as they told, and cover of brother and sister saying, oh, just go feeling some nostalgia for the hometown, heartache for home, but really separation. Saying, don't worry, nothing untoward is taking place. I'm taking my brother and sister with me, so nothing to worry about. Because although Krishna is experiencing separation constantly from Vrindavan, as he revealed in his statements to the Braja Gopis, Radharani and Braja Gopis in Kurukshetra. Once a year, he's completely overwhelmed by that separation. And we have this pastime of Rath Yatra, or the journey of Krishna going from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. the pull of the love of Radharani and the Braja Gopis and everyone, Nanda, Yashoda, Subal, Sridham, the cows, the Jamuna, all the paraphernalia of the Lord, but particularly as Prana, Priya, Srimati Radharani. This is pulling him. But the goddess of fortune thinking it was sold to her as just a gracious visit to the hometown. Now she's become a little suspicious and thinking, what is the pull of that place, of that plane? Especially when you consider the opulence of Dwarka and the relative simplicity of Vrindavan. What could be, what has a hold on him? And so with this day having arrived, Kashi Misra and the superintendent of the temple, he gives orders to him. He's saying, I want this Harapanchmi Lakshmi Bijayotsav to be as opulent or more opulent celebration than even the Rath Yatra itself. For the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And as we hear in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamritam, that Lakshmi Devi arrives being carried on a palanquin, singhasan, jeweled throne, carried by her servitors, surrounded by so many singers and dancers in a grand procession. And she's, after all, Lakshmi Devi, she has unlimited opulence at her disposal. And so she's dressed to the nines, as they say. And her servitors bring her to the Shingadwar, the gate, and demand that Jagannath present himself. And we're told that they are arresting the attendants of Jagannath, handcuffing them, binding them, beating them, abusing them, calling them terrible things, and demanding that Jagannath present himself. And then the message comes that, like, within a day or so, shortly, he will return. Okay. But while Mahaprabhu and his devotees are observing this pastime, we're told that they're like covering their mouth, they're like giggling and smiling and enjoying this very much. And this leads Mahaprabhu to begin meditating upon these pastimes, and the Braja Gopis compared to Lakshmi Gan, the Lakshmi section, as we hear, there are three divisions: Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, the Mahishis, queens of Dwaraka, and the Gopis of Vrindavan. So his question is that, inasmuch as the pastimes between Radha and Krishna and Braja Gopis are 100% pure and flawless, they're not flawed in any way, there is no fault to be found there in Gopi Prem, then why is the goddess of fortune so upset? And why doesn't and she herself participate? That question comes to his mind. And he's asking Swarup Damodar, right? Swarupam Bibranam Jagatatulyam, the incomparable Swarup Damodar, who's also the Bhav Murti of Mahaprabhu. He's always mirroring, as Mahaprabhu is And Radha Bhav mirroring the sentiments of Srimati Radharani's heart. Swarup Damodar is mirroring the sentiments of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar's answer is very interesting. He says, Lakshmi Devi does not possess the adhikar to enter these pastimes. Hare Krishna. We can only say these things because they're given there. Very cautiously, they should be considered. He's saying, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, does not possess the adhikar, the eligibility, the capacity to enter into these pastimes. Only the Brajagopis and their assistants, we're told, only they have the capacity to utterly charm and attract and capture the mind of Krishna. Such is the nature of their the intensity and the magnitude of their divine love. You know, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, right? Only approximately 6 years of touring. And everywhere he went, whomever he met with, he established the primacy of his Krishna conception. And at one point, he's in South India and he's meeting with Venkata Bhatta, the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, relative of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And that's during the rainy season. So he stays there for some time, months. And we're told daily they're engaged in Krishna Katha very happily. Every day, this Mahaprabhu is staying with them. They can't be happier. And he and Venkata Bhatta, who's very adept in Shastric understanding, they're daily relishing Krishna Katha and Hari Katha. And one day, Mahaprabhu says to him, Venkata Bhatta is a Sri Vaishnava. Sri means Lakshmi line. And generally taken as Vishnu Bhakti. Right? And one day Mahaprabhu says to him, a little teasing mode, he said, why does your Lakshmi want to have rasa with my Krishna? Like that. Venkata Bhatta is very adept and Shastric understanding says, oh, well, Krishna, as the, taking it Vishnu in the primary position and Krishna in secondary, that aspect of the Lord's specialty is rasa. So it's natural. If Lakshmi Devi wants those sort of pastimes, then it will be in connection with Krishna. That's what he's known for. So he's maintaining still Vishnu in the primary position, Krishna secondary, and this aspect being expressed in Krishna Leela. And Mahaprabhu says, that's a good answer. Okay. But why is she not given admission? Your answer was very good. It's tenable. But then why isn't she given entrance there? In fact, we hear from the wives of Kaliya, Kasyan Ubhavosha Chadeva Vidmahe, Tavangri Renu Sparashadikara, Yadvanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo, Vihaya Kaman, Suchiram Dritam Brita, Vrat. That when they're seeing that Kaliya is being pummeled by the lotus feet of Krishna, those very lotus feet that are sought after by the greatest yogis, devotees, everyone wants to get the dust from those lotus feet. And Kaliya can't remove the lotus feet of Krishna from pummeling his heads. So the wives are very intelligent. They're thinking, so many others try to get this and they can't. And there is our husband. And he appears to be becoming transformed in the process. And they say, Yad Vanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo. The goddess of fortune herself performed austerities for many, many lifetimes to achieve this and get entrance into that plane, and could not. But here, what she sought after is achieved by her husband. Then Mahaprabhu says, and the Dandakaranya Rishis, the Veda Stuti, personified Vedas, Yajna Sitas, and others, they were given entrance into the Rasa Leela, but not the goddess of fortune herself. Why is that? And gradually, Venkatabhata starts undergoing some transformation, and he realizes this is transcended intellectual analysis or human understanding, and something divine is being revealed to him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regarding the supremacy of Krishna conception. But lest he think anything less of the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, he's saying, the Braja Gopis, they're also Lakshmis. As said in Brahma Sangita, Lakshmi Sahasrasatrasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. And Srila Gurudev, Srila Govindamars put it very nicely once and very simply. You want to understand the relative difference between Vaikuntha and Krishna, or, you know, Vishnu and Krishna, or Vaikuntha pastimes and Goloka, Gokula, Vrindavan. Saying, in Vaikuntha, one Lakshmi for one Narayan. We've all seen the book cover, right, of Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, the original. See all these different Vishnus, principal ones, maybe 64 are mentioned. And you say, one Lakshmi, one Vishnu, one Narayan. One Lakshmi, one Narayan. But in Krishna's case, Lakshmi Sahasrasatasam Brahmasevyamanam. Hundreds of thousands and millions, even billions and trillions of Lakshmis or gopis for one Krishna. Therefore, Adi Purusha, right? The original supreme enjoyer. So, she does not possess the adhikar to enter there. When Mahaprabhu met with Ramananda on the Godavari River, on the banks, this was also discussed, that only the Sakis and their assistants, they can give entrance into that plane of seva. It is seva, it is service, and no others. And conversely, as Lakshmi is interested in entering the Rasa Leela, having Rasa with Krishna, the Braja Gopis were not impressed with Narayan. The inverse. Right? We don't hear of them, the Braja Gopis, wanting to, aspiring from their position for pastimes with Narayan. That's why the verse of Rupa Goswami says, Sarvad Puta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Varadi Atulya Madhura Prema. Murali, Kalakujita, etc. Saying, what are the specific characteristics of Krishna? The Madhura Rasa pastimes are exclusive to Krishna and Krishna Lila. So when Krishna hid himself from the Braja Gopis, as he frequently does, to awaken deep sentiments of separation, to ignite a fire of separation in their hearts, so that the joys of union will be unlimitedly enhanced. So hiding himself from them, when they searched for him to further play a trick on them, he pushed out two more arms to show the form of Narayan. And we're told, Rago Daya Kunchati, they were crushed. Their heart sentiments were crushed. They couldn't conceal their disappointment with Narayan, right? Who, on a comparative analysis, 60 of the 64 qualities of Krishna, they cannot conceal their disappointment in him and thinking, my dear Namo Narayan, you're omniscient, you know everything. Where is Krishna? The search for Sri Krishna. He Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Shuno Gutaha. Where are they? The search for Sri Krishna. And the search is the wealth of Krishna consciousness and that searching tendency. So, Swarup Damodar, saying Lakshmi Devi didn't have the adhikar qualifications to enter into these pastimes. It's not a question of a lack of aspiration. Yad vanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo. But he praises the Braja Gopis and Srimati Radharani. And at that time, as he's saying, Mahaprabhu further observes, and this is very peculiar behavior of the goddess of fortune. Normally, you think, if a girl is neglected by her beloved, she lets herself go, she's writing on the ground with her fingernails, she's feeling morose. But here, feeling neglected, what does she do? Dress up as nicely as possible, fully decked out in gems, sitting on a jeweled singhasan, surrounded by singers and dancers and musicians, and comes in an angry mood, march to demand the presence of Jagannath. So I say, what is that? Can you explain that? And Sri Dharma said, that is peculiar, but... And then he gives an analysis, rasa, vishesha, an analysis of the different types of gopis, and that we cannot discuss. But in reading Purayan of Chaitanya Charitamritam, continuous reading, you'll see it there. It's, as Guru Maharaj would say, not to go into the details, but we see what is expressed there. And this is to the great delight of Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar is discussing all the different types, their qualities, characteristics, and Mahaprabhu just is relishing every moment and encouraging him to go on and on and on until at last, and all the devotees are hearing this and appreciating it very much. But then to to press Swarup Damodar and his sentiments to come out more intensely. We're told Srivas Thakur, who we hear as a member of the Panchatattva, is Narad Muni and very familiar with the Aishwarya of Vaikuntha, the opulence. So after this big description of the glorification of all the different types of gopis and Srimati Radharani herself, Srivas Thakur says, I don't get it though. What's the charm of Vrindavan? I mean, look at Lakshmi Devi with the simhasan, the ratna singhasan, the jeweled asan, the unlimited opulence and wealth of Vaikuntha. And what do the gopis have? They're like boiling some milk, right? They're like stirring the milk all the time. When you go to Vrindavan, you see big, still to this day, always milk is being boiled and stirred, right? And there's some flowers, fruits, flowers, rural scene, the rivers. It's nothing compared to Dwarka, where there are jeweled palaces and so many queens. So I don't understand. What's the charm of Vrindavan? And we should say, of course, he knows all these things. He wants to get Srupa Damodar hot. He wants him to come out. And before this happens, Mahaprabhu starts cautioning. He says, oh, no. Srivas, what are you saying? You know, look, Srupa Damodar, he's a Shuddha Brijbasi, you know, a pure Brijbasi. He doesn't know Aishwarya opulence. It's not within his concept. It's not a word in his dictionary. So don't press him like this. Be careful what you say around him. Right. And then Srupa Damodar intervened. He said, it's not that I don't know what opulence is. Aishwarya. He's saying, but you, Srivas, I think maybe we could call this temporary insanity. You lost your mind. You're a little forgetful of certain things. The sampat, the wealth of Vrindavan. You think that the Vaikuntha world, yes, it's vast. Vaikuntha means unlimited. Right? And here we will see the superiority, the Aprakrita Lila of Krishna, and how conventional, stereotypical thinking, thoughts, will not help us understand the infinite, but only the infinite himself can make himself known to the finite. So we hear generally, right? One is called what? The ekpad vibhuti, tripad vibhuti. 1/4, 3/4. And it's not literal. It's just to give you some idea. So this world, what the scientists say, a trillion stars. Right? So this world, then from Vedic understanding, you know, Maha Vishnu or Jagat Karta, innumerable universes, Jagadanda, Loma Vilija, Jagadanda Nata, coming out of the pores of Maha Vishnu, expanding to, you know, at a million, a billion by a billion, and use whatever metric you like. They're big. Innumerable, that's the material world. And we're told, that's us, and so there's innumerable universes, one Brahma in each and every one, like that, and each one's a billion by a billion. Right. So take that whole material world, and that's, how do you say, a neglected portion of Vaikuntha. Right? It's easily contained there. And then what are the Vaikuntha world? Innumerable Vaikuntha lokas that are immeasurable in size, with one Lakshmi, one Narayan, and all these different forms that we hear, like we do, Keshavam, Narayanam, you know, Madhava, Padmanabha, it's all, so many. Right? So then you have that, the innumerable Vaikuntha. So here's the material world, now the innumerable Vaikuntha planets. Above Vaikuntha, Dwarka. Right? We could say Ayodhya, but we'll just skip to Dwarka. So how opulent is Dwarka in comparison? right? Where Vaikuntha, 2.5 rasas, Shanta, Dasya, and an old-time servitor's an element of fraternal aspect. But then Ayodhya, then to Dwaraka, then we have an Ayodhya Ekpatni, Sita, Madhura Rasa Sevaka, limited to one, expanded to 16,108 queens in Dwaraka. So Dwaraka shows itself as superior, and so much opulence in Dwaraka. Then Swarup Damodar mentioned, and Vrindavan, you know, you say it's just a small town. Yes, it's been described as 16 kroshas, which means it's around 50 square kilometers. That's the size given of Goloka Vrindavan, 50 square kilometers. So I think, well, that's not big at all. And in in one part of the soil of Vrindavan is all the material universes, all the Vaikuntha lokas, where everything is there occupied, and one small part of that soil of Vrindavan that's 50 square kilometers. So we can understand they're not ordinary kilometers. And neither are the inhabitants there. So do not let the simplicity of Vrindavan deceive us. Right? So then, in that plane, and what is it like? Everything's in human-like proportion. Krishnara jateka kela sarvatam, Krishnara jateka kela sarvatam naralila, narvaputara swarup, Gopavesh Venukar Navakishore Natabar Naralilahoy Anurup. Everything in human size, right? The central conception of the infinite is human-like. The extremes of the infinite, Brahma, all-accommodating Brahman, right? Everything can fit within that. The other extreme of the infinite, Paramatma, all-permeating. Within everything, one, anuranyan mato mahayan, smaller than the smaller, greater than the greatest, all accommodating, all permeating. Okay. Then, as Guru Maharaj said, then what shall be the central conception of the infinite? The golden mean of the infinite. So one is all accommodating, all permeating. What's the central conception of the infinite? All attractive. Akarshan, Krishna, everything being irresistibly drawn to the central conception of the infinite, which is beauty, love, charm, sweetness, to an infinite degree, an infinite magnitude, personified. Kandarpa koti kamani avishesha shobham. Yung shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam. The inconceivably beautiful form of Krishna, being irresistibly drawn in attraction, just as we understand gravity here and magnetism, irresistibly drawn by the love, charm, beauty, and sweetness of Krishna, and human-like proportion, not 1,000 arms or 4 arms, right? But 2 arms, 2 eyes, not 1,000 eyes, not Sahasra Shirsha, 1,000 heads. In the Gita, when Krishna reveals the Virat Rupa to Arjuna, showing innumerable incarnations, innumerable forms, all time, all space, all creations, and Arjuna is filled with wonder and astonishment and also a little fearful. Seeing that, and Arjuna is his dear friend, right? We're told, Taneva Rupena Chatur Bhujena. Then Krishna assumes his forearm form. Right? And Arjuna starts to calm down. And then he tells him his Somya Rupam, his form of beauty. Now I'm going to reveal to you my most confidential form, that the highest section of liberated souls are ever eager to have a glimpse of. And he shows his two-arm form. And I remember as a teenager being confused, thinking, oh, I thought the Virata Rupa, that would be like God. The innumerable avatars, innumerable forms, and very huge, Virat. Right? And then the forearm would be, and then the two-arm. And he's saying, no, this two-arm form, this is the most confidential form. And we see, this is the most inconceivable form of divinity that imaginable. People are more comfortable with the extreme of the, you know, all accommodating Brahma, all permeating Paramatma, right? But all charming, all attractive Krishna, the personality of Godhead, that's too much for them to conceive. That the original ahang sarvasya prabhavo mattak sarvam prabhartate, the original source of everything, is a person and is not alone. That person is not alone. The better half of the sweet absolute is Srimati Radharani. And she has the power to draw him away from Dwarka to Vrindavan, to totally capture his mind. When sometimes we're told, actually every day, you know, Gopi Jana Bastra Hari, Navanita Chora, Krishna's a thief. He's always engaged in varieties of pastimes of stealing, different types of stealing. When the gopis complain to Yashoda that Krishna's stealthily entering their house and stealing butter, yogurt, and various milk products, one of her suggestions is, she's saying, well, why not leave something out on the table? You know? And they said, no, no, you don't understand. Your son likes stealing. He's not interested in that. He actually wants to steal this thief. So Gopi Jana Bastra Hari, etc. So we're talking, Krishna's such a great thief. Right? And he's celebrated, Kir Chor Gopinath. Right? But Guru Maharaj said, Radharani is a greater thief because she can steal Krishna. She can steal the mind of Krishna with her self-sacrificing, self-giving nature and inconceivable beauty. She can capture Krishna. Only the Brajagopi, they can totally capture the mind of Krishna. And how amazing is that? Not only that the original source of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that his mind and soul can be captured by Srimati Radharani and the Brajagopis. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his prayers, songs, that that Krishna is the property, as all the Vedas declare, Krishna is the property of Radharani and Brajagopis. And realizing the audacity of this statement and its bold proclamation and discussing with Srila Gurudev, he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur can say this because he has a view of the whole, right? The kalpaturu. Where when Sri Dhamma is saying, so that soil of Vrindavan, that contains all the opulence of the Vaikuntha world. It also produces the kalpa vriksha, the kalpa taru, the wish-fulfilling desire tree. We're told Veda is like the kalpa vriksha, and Vedanta is the pushpa, the flower, the floral essence of all the Vedas. And what is the Bhagavatam? Nigama kalpataror galitam palam shukamukaram ritradavasamyatam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhubi bhavuka. It's the fully ripened, mature fruit of the kalpa vriksha of Veda, possessing this ultimate nectarine substance. What is it? Madhura rasa. That is exclusive to Krishna Leela. and only the gopis can give entrance into that plain. And those gopis who are, yes, they're milking cows, right? What are those cows? Kamadenu. Right? That means, what does it mean? What's the English word? Right? Desire cows. They, like Kalpa Vriksha, fulfills all the... These cows can supply all the necessities for seva. As I say, Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Taravo Ruma Bhumis Chintamanis Toyam Amritam, that the soil is Chintamani, the water is nectar. Toyam Amritam, so describing this plane. The gopis are the Sris, they're the Lakshmis. Right? There, it is full of kalpavriksha, desire trees. The soil is Chintamani. Chintamani prakara sadmasu, kalpavriksha lakshavrateshu. Same thing, Brahma Sangita, earlier. And the water is nectar. And then I'm going to say, kataganam natyagamanam api bangshi priyasaki. Kataganam, the speech is all singing and all movement is dance. As Guru Maharaj said, when sound is enhanced with beauty, it's song. When movement is enhanced with beauty, it is dance. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Sundaram. Satchid Anandam. Sundarananda. So, and then what does it say? That Chidanandam Jyoti Puram. Miss the flute. And there, the flute occupies a very prominent position. And the jyoti, the light of the spiritual world, it is not impersonal, has form, consciousness. Everything is chinmoy. Vaikuntya prithivyari sakala chinmoy. So those chintamani gems that are in the soil of Vrindavan. So we can say by comparative analysis, one chintamani gem has more... is more opulent, more aishwarja, more sampad than all the Vaikunthas combined. Okay. How is this possible? Mahaprabhu, perhaps in the Sanatana Shiksha, says, as you take sugar cane juice, you have a big vat of sugar cane juice, and then you... heat it, right? Then you start, you turn it into molasses, and then further condensing that, this vast substance, now it's going molasses, into gur, and then at last, finally, into like rock candy, right? So that means all this vast sweetness has been condensed into one crystal. So he's saying, if you take all this aishwarja and you start refining it, it's all concentrated in one chintamani gem of the soil of Vrindavan. And these chintamani gems, what does he say? And Krishna Karnamritam of Bilba Mangal Thakur. Chintamanis charanabhushanamanganam. The Brajagopis are stringing them into anklets, and they wear them on their holy lotus feet. So he's saying, I think you forgot. But he did not forget. He wanted this to come out. So he pressed him in this way, knowing this was the likely outcome. So he's saying, and one Chintamani gem is more than all of Dwarka and all Vaikuntha combined. And the gopis are stringing those and they wear them as anklets on their holy lotus feet. Sringara Pushpa Taravat Taravasaranam Brindavane Brajadanam Nanukamadenu Brindani Cheti Sukha Sindur Ho Vibhuti. What inconceivable vibhuti and opulence is there in Vrindavan? And then we're told when Srivas Thakur heard this answer, he started singing and dancing, and it says, and making that sound with his armpits. I mean, it's there in the text. Because Mahaprabhu was saying, I think you got a little aisvarja bhavt to him. He's saying, but it's understandable. Narada, I get it, you know, but I think you just went off a little bit there. But he's laughing, singing, and they're all very happy to hear the explanations of Sarup Damodar. And then, as usual, Mahaprabhu continues with his Nam Sankirtan and all the devotees joining together. And although it's mentioned that only Nityananda Prabhu could catch Mahaprabhu, but sometimes they're together and sometimes their dancing takes them apart. And at one point, it's reached such intensity that Nityananda Prabhu looks, because they're dancing still before Jagannath. And he sees from afar that generally we will say Radha Bhavi Bhava Dyuti Subolita, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enveloped by the heart of Srimati Radharani, and the radiance of that heart is the halo. Right? Shama Sundar becomes Gauranga Sundar. But that is his internal aspect, not visible to everyone. But in this particular instance, in the midst of their singing and dancing, Nityananda Prabhu turns and sees that Mahaprabhu has actually assumed the very form of Srimati Radharani. He's not seeing Gauranga as a sannyasi dancing before Jagannath. He's seeing Radharani, Srimati Radharani herself. And what is mentioned there is he keeps his distance. Why? What Srila Guru Maharaj has told us comes to mind. And it's also observable in the pastimes of Krishna, that on account of their brotherly relationship, which is really Sakya Rasa with a little bit of Vatsalya, because Balaram's the elder brother and concerned for Krishna. If he comes before Krishna, then Krishna will behave in a particular way. In this instance, if Nityananda comes before Mahaprabhu in this condition, it will automatically take him in another direction. So to allow him to continue that way, he's keeping his distance. Right? Just as when Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal, liberate Bengal. Jare Dako Tari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. Tell them about Krishna and the holy name of Krishna. And Nityananda, yes. And what does he do? He goes to Bengal. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, you know. Worship Gauranga, talk about Gauranga, take the name of Gauranga, everything Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. So did he violate Mahaprabhu's order in this instance, or did he really get to the heart of the matter, as expressed by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur? Yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rasi tata tato tsarpuri hridya kasmad radha padamboja sudambu rasi. Take whatever serving capital you have and invest it in the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Vindeta bhaktim krita punya rasi. As in the Bhagavatam, Krishna varnam tusha krishnam sango pangastra parshadam yagye sankirtana praya yajantihi sumedasa. Who will understand this? About all this Krishna nam taking of Mahaprabhu and getting entrance in that plane, the sumedasa, Guru Maharaj said, means refined theistic intellect. They will see that here at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu is the entrance. Gaura Leela is the entrance to Krishna Leela. Right? Krishna Leela Amrita Sar Tar Shata Shata Dar Dash DK Jahavaha Hoite Se Chaitanya Leela Hoi Sarovar Akshoy Manasa Hangsa Chara Tahate. At the conclusion of Madhya Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is drawing a comparison between Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. He's not just saying they're same, but different. He's making a comparison that's very important. Krishna Leela Amrita Sar. Krishna Leela is the Amrita, it is the creme de la creme of nectarine substances. But as Srila Guru Maharaj has pointed out, it is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. That, you know, the last line of those slokas section? It says, Vedanta ste shanta chitti virla chara katipaye. There, after all this description of Krishna loka, and saying, very few souls know this and get entrance into that plane. It's that confidential. Very few know it, and very few get entrance into that plane. It's reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. So that means how rare an achievement that would be. The verse says, Manushanam sarsheshu kaschid yatati siddhi yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam viti tatvataha in the Gita. Out of many thousand, one is maybe interested, of many thousands of such, one may make progress. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana kotishvapi mahamune. Out of millions of liberated souls, one may get entrance. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, that's too much. One, that's too much out of 10 million. So how rare it is to enter that plane. So it is, Krishna Lilamrita Sar, the creme de la creme of nectarine substances, but very rare achievement to know and enter that plane. That is Krishna Leela. Then what is Chaitanya Leela? Chaitanya Leela is giving entrance into that plane. What is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls mean it's a very narrow passageway. Das DK. It's being distributed, streaming in 10 directions. Right? Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Chase Namah. Mahaprabhu is madly distributing this to everyone. Preme Mata Nityananda Kripa Avatar, the Kripa Avatar Nityananda, he's bringing, Bhaja Gauranga, he's bringing everyone in connection with the lotus feet of Gauranga because he knows that's where the entrance is into Krishna Leela. Navadvip, Guru said, Navadvip, as Gauralila is the entrance to Krishna Lila, Navadvip, every atom of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. That's his statement. The Rasa Lila, Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtan is the Rasa Lila in distribution mode. Right? So Navadvip's giving Vrindavan, Gauralila is giving Krishna Lila, the Nam Sankirtan's giving entrance into the Rasa Lila. It's being extended and streamed in all directions. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami is pleading with his readers to give their full attentions to the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada liked to quote this verse of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, who we should remember, this another verse from him. This is Chaitanya Chandramritam. Remember, he is Tungabhidya, Astasaki Tungabhidya. She should know the way to her home. Right? Everyone knows how to get to their home. Right? If she's saying, this is the way to go to this plane, from which she descended into this world and appeared as Prabodhananda Saraswati, saying, this is the route to there. She must know what she's talking about. But in another verse, the Prabhupada liked very much, he said, Dante nidaya trinakam pariur nipatya kritba chakago ahang sitad vritam vanimi ahang sitam vritam vanimi he sarva sakala eva vihaya durad chaitanya chandra charane kurutano ragan. He said he's appealing, like Kaviraj Goswami. There, Nityananda's begging, Kaviraj Goswami's begging, Prabodhananda Saraswati is saying, my dear sir, he said, you're so kind, thoughtful, generous, knowledgeable in every way, and I'm sure out of your generosity, I beg from you one small favor that you grant me, one, with a straw between my teeth, falling at your feet, I'm begging you, O generous one, for one small favor. What is that? He's saying, forget everything you know. That's what I'm asking you. Forget everything you know and just kindly turn your attention to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's Prabodhananda. Oh, it's so intense and unpredictable. And so, Krita Punya Rasi, the Sumedasa, those who are Sukritivan, who possess sufficient Sukriti to realize the opportunity that lies before them, they will realize, folk, if you want to get interested in Krishna, focus all your serving capital on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Guru and Gauranga. And what will be the outcome? Radha pada boja sudamburasi tatat tatut sarpati hridya kasmat radha padam boja sudamburasi. They will spring out of the soil of Vrindavan in that plane of service. The Radha Rasa Shudha Nidhi of the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, they will enter that flow. This is the advice of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. So Kaviraj Goswami begging his readers to kindly give their attention to these pastimes and telling, if hearing the Rathyatra pastimes of Mahaprabhu, the Harapanchami pastimes as observed by he and his associates, this awakens on any level some appreciation in our hearts. He says, then you will at last achieve Chaitanya Charan, the holy lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.